What's different about preparing for a team that you haven't seen that much?
It's a lot different. I mean, you got to study them. I mean, like, for example, like the Jets, we've seen them a lot of times, but you still got to study them a lot. But going with the Chiefs, you still got to study a lot and everything, just keep going over, watching a lot of film. So it's kind of really no difference because you still got to watch a lot of film, still got to go over their defense and everything. So just same week, yeah, preparing right.
Hey, Rob, tell us a little bit about your raffle and how that came about.
It's a charity raffle for the Boys and Girls Club, and it's just a little raffle. You go on that raffle.org, and it's minimum, just buy a couple of raffle tickets, and you can win Christmas. Yep, what? Christmas with me, baby. Christmas Eve game for the Dolphins game, and all proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence. So, I mean, it's just a little cool thing to give back to the fans, and definitely growing up as a kid, I love doing it, and giving back to the kids can't be any better.
What will Christmas Eve with Gronk be like?
Well, you'll be at the game and everything, and then you just get to hang out afterwards and stuff, and you get a couple prizes and everything. So it's cool. Someone brought it up to me, and I've seen many other players do it, other NFL players do it, and I just thought it was a cool idea, and I thought it was something cool to get into.
Rob, how does Tom let you know that he's looking in your direction during a game? Is it before a series? Is it audibly during a play? How does that process work when he lets you know that, Rob, we need you right now?
He needs you at all times. He needs everyone at all times, and you just never know what play it's going to be, so you got to always make sure you're doing your own job. So when he does come to you, you're open, you're ready to get the ball, or if he calls a running play, you got to be ready to make the run play, get the block down. So at all times, you got to be ready at all times with your job.
Are you guys at the level now where you know what each other's thinking without having to say it or signal it?
Yes, definitely. That's all starts in practice. Starts with all the reps you take. Staying after practice, you got to be on the same level with the quarterbacks. You got to be on the same level with all the linemen. You got to be on the same level as all the wide receivers. So you click as a whole offense and everyone. And it just, which brings to the execution, everyone just on the same page.
Some receivers say they have a quarterback has a look. Tom has a look he gives them, and he doesn't have to say another word. Does he have that with you?
I don't know. Not really. I just go out there, whatever we do in practice and everything, get the feel out that, and then when it comes to game time, you just have the feel, and if he just throws it to me, I know I just got to catch it.
Are you gonna have to bring your spike down just a little bit for touchdown celebrations now? It was big last week.
I'm going to make them bigger. I don't bring down my spikes. Those weren't even that big yet.
Oh, so they can get a lot bigger?
Yeah. I'm going to have to think of some stuff.
All right, thanks, Rob. All right.
Hey, Rob. The last couple of weeks, we've watched kind of Wes get laid out in the middle of the field and just pick himself up. How tough is Wes as a player on your team?
He's one of the toughest guys ever, man. Gets hit, gets right back up and everything. He's tough.
You make some acrobatic catches for a guy your size. How do you do it? You look like not a gymnast out there, but, some
I'm
pretty...
a gymnast.
Are you? Were you ever a gymnast? Did you ever do that?
I'm in the gym.
No, you know what I mean. You lay your body out, different positions, and somehow you do that. How can you do that? Such a big guy.
What was the question?
A pretty acrobatic catch is that you might expect, maybe a smaller wide receiver more typically would make.
I don't know, just wherever Tom puts the ball, it's your job to go up and make the catch and everything.